Thank you very much, Chair. As a major piece of stocktaking, the Global Forum's input to the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration is a full and smart contribution to the development of that compact. Together with states and agencies, we were glad that civil society and the business mechanism were collectively involved in producing this input and happy to see the results. Beyond stocktaking, what a greenhouse and storehouse the report is. One of the most impressive things, which I think you've just referred to, Ambassador, and jumps out of the report of these first 10 years, is how well the GFMD has worked even as it has maintained its voluntary nature. The proof is the strong and steady participation of states and civil society, the eagerness of other actors to join, including the very pragmatic private sector, the exchange, the commitments, the multi-state and multi-actor partnerships, and the concrete action. Voluntary, we see, is not the opposite of concrete and action. We've seen this in the development of guidelines and now practices for migrants in countries in crisis, in concrete inclusion of migrants and migration in the Sustainable Development Goals, as Mr. Sisu mentioned a few minutes ago, and in not one but two declarations of the UN General Assembly, high-level processes focused on people on the move, including commitments to not one but two new global compacts. Many of us in civil society connect that kind of progress straight line to discussion, exchange, and partnership in the global forum. The world has come a long way from migration as a no-fly zone issue for international attention. And the global forum is clearly a key address for increasingly concrete discussion, exchange, and cooperation. Not to replace national sovereignty, but to supplement it and even exercise it, where global pieces of challenges need global pieces of solutions. Thank you.